You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Real Housewives of the Potomac After Show. Tonight, we're talking the reunion part one. All of the messiness you could never believe. Candace and Dorothy and the actual purse. All that and more coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you guys. What's up, party people? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, you guys. I'm your host, Erica Edwards, and we're here for the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, the reunion, part one. All right, I couldn't do it without my amazing fellow hosts. Hostesses, so give it up, you guys, for the wonderful and amazing Danny.
Hey, guys.
And yay! And for all things news, the lovely Lauren.
Hey, guys.
All right, you guys, so we're going to get all into it because it was totally messy tonight. So what did you guys feel about this part of the reunion overall?
Overall, usually the first part of a reunion is so boring, but they really gave it to us. So I'm kind of glad there's a three-part reunion because they gave it to us in the first episode. Like, we got some good drama, some good arguments. Candace and Ashley were not playing with each other, and I was here for it.
Yeah, it's funny because last week we were all kind of like predicting like, oh, it's going to be another drawn-out thing. We have to wait to the third one. But no, they came with it. Mm-hmm. This is like, I was a little impressed. I thought it was going to be pretty slow, but we already got a lot of fights and it's only part one.
Yes, very much so. I still don't think we need three episodes just to keep it 100. But I do like the fact that they came in strong because I think that does keep the audience there for it. Because honestly, if it would be bored, we've been here for like a million weeks. So it would have been, you know, like let the third one be dry, I guess. But the first one was hot. So I really did enjoy it. All right. Well, I guess that being said, let's take it from Giselle and Karen, because that sort of seemed they're sort of fighting. They went back and forth a lot during the first part of this episode, and it was really interesting. Karen kind of really stood up for herself and really kind of threw in a lot of shade this episode for sure, and really at Giselle, at a little bit of everybody. There was a lot of discussion, I think, initially about Karen's grieving again on IG.
Yeah.
And kind of how did you guys feel about the Karen Giselle interaction overall and kind of their back and forth?
Karen was very boisterous. Like, she was a mood, honestly, this whole episode.
Right.
But when it comes to the situation, you cannot tell someone how to grieve, honestly. Because, like, if her talking to people on Instagram made her feel better, you can't tell someone how to grieve. You know what I mean? And even if you were saying it in a joking manner, every time it came up after that was like serious. You know what I mean? Like, she was saying it as if it really bothered her. It bothered Giselle somehow. So, like, you can't tell someone how to grieve, period.
I agree. You can't tell someone how to grieve. And it kind of feels like it's kind of being overpushed. Like, I feel like Karen and Giselle have shaded each other way more than this. Like, I don't even know why we're still talking about it. Like, I think it was a funny, like Giselle, like, okay, you're on here. Okay. Like, yeah. But why is this being relived and rehashed? Like, it was that big. Like, they've done way worse to each other. And while I'm talking, I do want to shout out the people in the chat because they were going in before we even got on. Hey guys, especially Candy _2010, and she wanted to know our opinion on Andy and how he performed today. She says that she thinks Andy has been so checked out that he's just there for a paycheck.
No, I thought he had some shady moments within it. You know, like, what was it that he said to me and you looked at each other like...
Everything. Did you think he was checked out?
This particular episode, I did not think that. I mean, there have been times where I thought that in the past. I do feel like this particular episode, he did throw a few little digs. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He definitely checked Dorothy when she was talking. He was like, yeah, I think you're not over it. And so there were a couple of times where I think he did kind of, you know, I mean, he's a daddy. Give him a break. But I think he got that new baby at home. Yeah. But I think he did do, I mean, I think he was okay this episode. I wasn't really, I see what they're saying. I think I felt like that in perhaps other reunions as well. Yeah. But this one, I thought he was okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought he did a good job.
Just curious. Yeah. But yeah, I'm tired of Karen and Giselle.
Well, one of the things that they really discussed, which was interesting because we really didn't see that much of it during this season, but we did flashback again to the three photos that we have of Sherman. They talked a lot about, I mean, I'm just saying, we see the same clips of Sherman every time.
Yes.
So they did talk about Giselle and Sherman's breakup and how she's going through men and all of that, and kind of culminated with her admitting to us on air that she's back with her ex Jamal. What did you guys think about that portion of the show?
I think that it's good that she's giving him another chance, because it's easier to do that when you see that someone has actually changed. And I think 12 years is enough time for him to have actually changed into somebody else. Hopefully he is different, you know, and he won't make the same mistakes. But I agree with her. People are not their mistakes, and you have to, you know, forgive. And it's up to her if she wants to give him another try, and clearly she wants to give him another try. But just making sure that he, or like realizing that he's not his mistakes, I think that's good on her part.
I was curious to know, what's Karen's relationship with Jamal? Because she was like, if anybody can handle it, it would be him. Like, y'all cool? Are Karen and Jamal friends and we don't know? Like, I don't know. I didn't realize they were that friends for that long.
I think it was shade when she said that.
Random. Like, do you even know Jamal, Karen?
Right.
And I really thought it was interesting, too, because, like, the kids, like, that's a very interesting perspective for them. Like, mom and dad going on a date, and they haven't seen that.
Right.
Because, Grace is going to high school, so 14, 15. They've been divorced for 12 years, so.
So they're, like, two.
Yeah. I hope it carries over to next season so we can get the girls' opinions, because I want to know what they are.
But how did no one know when this has been going on for a year? Like, they kept that under wraps.
Like we've been saying, though, we've been saying Giselle, Sherman was for show. I feel like Giselle has been dating seriously other guys this whole time. And
right. We did say that. And I want to say there have been some rumors out there for a minute. Like, I think last year. I don't know, because it's so different when they film it and then when we air it. So I don't know when she means last year, when she really means. Mm-hmm. But I know earlier this year there were rumors about it. But I don't know. I think it started well before the rumors came out.
Yeah.
Of course. I do believe that. I guess, that's kind of my issue, too, is I kind of feel like, okay, is it for real? Is it for the show? Like, is it real? Hopefully it is. I don't wish ill on anyone. But she does have kids. So it's like, if it's not real, like, I don't want to see... You know, they're a little bit older than, like, Juan and Robin's kids, but I think it can be confusing. So, hopefully it's legitimate. What did you guys think about Karen being like, Saks Fifth Avenue called her to let her know that Sherman was there with
child. That was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh, Karen, really? Like, not to let you know that the makeup is in, you know, your dress is in. They calling you to talk to you about Sherman. Like, what?
I don't know if I believe it, but like sometimes people do have close relationships with, you know, the people there. So maybe someone from Saks, but she's saying that like Saks called me. It was like, are Giselle and Sherman together? Like, okay, girl. come on.
I could believe that an employee, but it was funny, yeah, the wording. I could believe that just because, like, I don't know if she's buying her Chanel's and all that fancy stuff from Saks. Mm-hmm. But those people are close. Like, I have a really good friend. That's her life, like, designer's life. And she really be hitting up her girl. Like,
right.
They go to each other's baby showers and stuff. Like, they're mm-hmm. that close. So, if you're spending that kind of money in Saks, I could see it. Do yeah. I think it was the establishment of Saks? No.
Yeah.
Probably a messy friend you have there who yeah. knows you and Giselle, who's just messy. Maybe.
Karen says she got connections, okay?
Yeah. She said, you know I'm connected, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. We also know you leasing.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, basically, as we've discussed before, outside of Giselle's really messiness in her therapy that, you know, apparently is still trying to take, that was pretty much it, like, for her, really. You know yeah. what I'm saying? As far as what's going on with her. So, hopefully, again, I think she's fun to watch. And she does stir the pot, so she'll always have a place. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice for her to have a storyline. So, to kind of see who mm-hmm. she's really dating would be fab for next season. So, I would totally love that. So, one of the things when we're talking with Karen, or when they're going into Karen's situation, is the business. And again, we go through this whole thing about how Giselle, you know, doesn't really know anything, and Giselle was throwing this shade, and, you know, and Karen doesn't feel like she has to explain anything to anyone. How did you guys feel with Karen's sort of defense of her business, of what she was doing, and sort of Giselle's questions on her?
I think the questions from both of them, they're just like Karen said, they're frenemies, so I don't think that they were, you know, good-intentioned or right. well-intentioned, whatever it is. But I kind of get, they are, like, adequate questions. Or like you know, it wasn't like she was asking, like, tax information about the business. I think what she was asking was legitimate. It was messy because they're just messy.
Yeah.
Like, every who, like, all that stuff.
Right.
Like, they're just,
I was like, they're just oh, messy. My gosh.
Right, exactly. Like, I thought Karen was interesting. And then even Robin, you know, and Robin sort of jumped in at a certain point to defend Giselle in that, you know, we all thought you were so sad and grieving, and you're, like, going live. And anybody would have had some doubts about that. And she came back with, well, I don't question your love for Juan, which I thought...
Yeah, no.
That was yeah, like, it was a shade.
Okay, Karen, you know, tone it down.
What does Juan have to... Oh, God, that was so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I just felt like Karen, like you mentioned, Danny, Karen seemed to be in a certain sort of attitude. Like, she came to fight, sort of.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Me too. Me too. She came with all the shade, just... Karen was not playing this episode. She was on their necks.
Exactly. Very true, very true. So there was some discussion. Now she's back in Potomac, leasing with the option to buy. So she right. made that clear. So how do you guys feel about her move back? And what's really going on with her? Do you think she's going to be... I thought she was authentic this season, yeah. but I don't know.
I'm glad she moved back, because they were trying to play her when she moved to Great Falls. And now my girl Karen can move back, and she is the grand dame of Potomac, okay? And you will not be able to take that from her, because she is not going to move back. That will be the last thing she does, is move back out of Potomac, okay? She's not going to let y'all play her again.
Yeah, Karen is a lot. She's always going to be tiptoeing around answering real questions, but I kind of love that about her, because that's mm-hmm. just, like, her role on the show. Like, just yeah. how, like, Giselle is the messy one, Karen is just so, like, high society act. Like, I don't know, I choose to love it. I definitely see that it's polarizing. You could easily hate her for it or love her for it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, and people are saying it's because of the perfume. And they're saying it kind of with a shady tone, but that's a good thing. That means that the perfume is successful, so she's able to move back to Potomac. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's renting, so it's not like she purchased. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to down it, because I don't have a house. But yeah, so she's back, you know, with the option to buy. So, yeah. you know, I mean, I
mean,
like,
even yeah. having that option is like she's moving on up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about Great Falls, Potomac. I'm just going to stay out here in
Me
LA.
Either. You're right.
Still trying to learn around here.
Very true. Very true. All right. Well, before we move on to the next topic, Danny has something great to tell you guys.
Yes, I do. We want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. To continue to grow, we could use your help. Please make sure to comment, like, subscribe. If you're on iTunes, give us a rating and a comment. Don't forget about us if you're on iTunes, okay? And AfterBuzz means so much to all of us. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week with all of us to watch us do what we love. We love you guys so much.
Yes, we do.
Yay.
And if you're watching right now, give us a thumbs up because you're already watching us. So do it.
Yeah, because there's way more people in this chat than likes we have, guys.
Come right.
on. You can hear us now. Go ahead and just like it.
Don't be stingy. But tell us what you got to say, man. Comment,
right.
Because we love to hear it.
Just a lot of comments about Andy Quasha, a.k.a. Andy Cohen.
I'm weak.
Okay, so what do they in the chat feel about Andy? Because we thought he did a good job. Are they not feeling it?
It's a little bit of both. But it's actually more now it's moving on to they're really excited for Giselle and her new man, or her old man, the return of this man. Where did she go? Jada, she shared that she read Giselle's book, and she feels that from the book you could tell that they were really in love, so she really hoped it worked out.
Okay.
Did you read the book?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But I will listen to the audio.
Right.
I will listen to the audio. We got two more weeks. I'll listen to it before we end. I promise that. I put that out there. I will listen to that. All right. So, Karen. Okay. So, let's move on to Candace and Dorothy. So, it was interesting. I thought I saw a sort of different perspective of Dorothy, but she still kind of seemed crazy to me. But she tried to, I think, give her side of the situation in her defense. How did you guys feel about how Dorothy performed, as they would say, or even seeing Dorothy on the couch? Because as Monique says, I don't remember seeing, well, maybe in Dallas, I have seen a mama on the couch. I take that back. But what do you guys think about Dorothy being out there and how she handled herself, all of that?
When Monique said that, did you see Giselle's face? She was like, and I was like that too, because Dorothy had a bigger storyline than Monique did.
I was about to say.
So why are you looking like, why is a mom on the couch? Why are you on the couch this season? I'm confused. Dorothy should have took your spot, girl, because child, you did not give us anything this season. But Dorothy and Candace's relationship, they really love each other, but they just like are the same. They're too alike. I think that's what it is. Like, but hearing about how she found out about her dad really like hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Like, that was really sad. But I don't think Dorothy understands that, like, Candace, everything that Candace does is to like try to not step on her mom's toes. So I think that her telling her mom just the day before was because every time they get into it, it's a long drawn out thing. And I think she probably didn't want to have a long drawn out thing. So she was just like, okay, let me tell her the day before my wedding. So like, she's not gonna act up on me at my wedding. You know, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I think, and even Monique and Karen, Giselle, everybody knew that that was weighing on Candace, how she would, and obviously so, the way her mom reacted. Like,
right.
So, and I did not agree with Candace or Dorothy when she said that she would have rather have just shown up and saw him there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure she would have went off at the wedding if she just turned around and the brother was there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't agree with that. Like, Dorothy's just crazy,
she's
a friend of the show. She should be. She needs, like, she did just as much, if not more, than Katie this season. So she should definitely be a friend of the show.
Yeah, definitely. I do feel like Candace should have given her a heads up, you know, before, like, the day before. I think she should. I mean, to me, I feel like if you want him there badly enough, then we're all grown. You do risk your mother pulling her money out. And I think part of it was she wanted to keep the money, so that's why she did it that way, I think. Because she was afraid that her mom would just snatch all the funds, whereas the day before, she couldn't. But I think, to be fair, since she was paying him for it, she should, you know, should have told her. And I don't know. And I also feel like the whole thing, I felt like Dorothy did a good job of presenting kind of why she was so upset about the brother and how much it impacted her. And you could really see to me that she was still in pain about it, even though she tried to make it seem like she was over it. She wasn't.
I agreed with Andy when he was like, you're not over it. She's not over that, because if she was truly healed from that, then him being there would not have affected her. She used, like, her being in a marriage. You being in a marriage doesn't take pain away from something that, you know, like that happened to you, which was probably, like, traumatic to you because your daughter's calling you about, like, a son that you didn't even know happened. So, yeah, she's not over that. I know for a fact she's not over that.
Clearly not. And I'm going to go with Andy again when he said, but you still married him after you had this kid. Because I totally get, like, it still hurts even if they were engaged, whatever. If they were just, I believe they weren't even engaged at that point. I believe they were just dating because they broke up after he got the other woman pregnant.
Right.
But, like, you made that choice. It wasn't like it happened, you know, 4 years into a marriage. Like, it's still traumatic, I'm sure. But, like, you got to let that hurt go. Dr. Dorothy.
Right.
We gotta let that go.
Let that hurt go.
And I don't know. Their relationship, though, like you said, I can tell they love each other. I almost think Dorothy, I think she's crazy, but I think she kind of amps it up because, like she said, she likes the camera. Because you can kind of see when they're be going at it and they're just laughing at each other. Like, Candace and Dorothy, like, how are they not clawing each other's eyes out? Like, so I think there's a little, they play it up a little bit for the camera, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. And it's interesting because I think Dorothy tries so hard to make her arguments and make herself seem like she's more sane, and then she ends up unfortunately just looking crazier and crazier and crazier, such as her reenactment of the purse slap.
Oh my god.
So what do you guys think?
We actually wanted to reenact it for you guys here today. I have my purse under
my bag. I was about to say, I'm another guest.
Who wants to be Andy?
I'm not walking into the bag.
Giselle said, you ain't reenacting
that
on me.
Oh, that was so funny. Like, Giselle will do it. Giselle will not do it. That's hilarious.
But the reenactment, girl, you know you hit that girl in the face. She said, bye,
she
girl.
May have bumped into it. Oh, Dorothy.
Right. My gosh.
It's so dysfunctional. I love it. Yeah. But it's so sad at the same time.
Yes. So sad and so traumatic. So there was a lot of discussion about Candace in her home. And there are a lot of issues and a lot of digs, I think, from all of us, but certainly everybody on the show, about who owned it, who was the owner. It was her mama's house, all that stuff. And Candace tried to squash it by bringing the receipts, the actual deed. So what do you guys think about the whole house thing? And the whole house
girl, issue? I gotta speak. This is, like, I really have a question, people watching us. Like, I don't see the big deal. Like, I personally wasn't able to have my parents buy me a $1 million house, you know? But I don't see what's wrong with it. Isn't that kind of the point to, like, be able to provide? Like, I don't see why it's okay for Ashley to have a man take care of her, who's her husband, versus, like, somebody whose mom provides something for them. I don't know. I just don't see. I, right now, I'm not in the position to be the one. I will have a rich husband, though. Hey.
Period.
but I just don't get why it's, like, so deep. Because I feel like a lot of people, especially that come from money, that's common. So I don't get why it's, like,
I agree with you.
That big of a deal. I just feel like, kind of like she says, like, that's all they have. So they keep dragging it out as if, like, everyone on this show isn't supposed to be a housewife.
Well, I think, for, you know, in my opinion, not just on this show, but on other shows, usually, I mean, the issue really is not that your parents pay for whatever. Like, it's great. Whoever pays for it is fine. But whoever pays for it also controls it. That's the bottom line. So the same way Ashley, you know, gets money from Michael. Michael is authoritative and controls her life. And that's the same way Candace's mother controls hers.
I agree.
So if she's on the show, like, oh, she wants to be her own person and do all this other stuff, you can't do that, and you're really taking the person's money. So,
well, with certain people on that show, that might be true. But, I mean, remember Giselle was like, well, did your mom buy the ring too? Your mom doesn't have authority over the ring. You're just being shady. Yeah. It's really about anything that her mom buys for her, they have a problem with. And I don't understand, because that's what parents work hard for, to provide for their kids. And what they want to spend their money on for their child is what they want to spend their money on for their child, period.
Yeah, and Joseph, what's up, Joseph? You hear every week. He says I'm assuming Dorothy, is doing it because Dorothy wants to control Candace's life forever. She is on the wrong show. She should be on Smothered.
Well, exactly. Right. Mean, exactly. That's, to me, I feel like that's the issue, and not just on this show, but on plenty of shows. It's not an issue of, okay, your parents want to do this for you. Mm-hmm. It's nice if they want to do it for you because they want to succeed and they want to give you a good start. But if they're doing it for you and they're also going to control and manipulate you, as Dorothy seems to be doing, then it's on Candace to decide, okay, am I going to let this person run my life because I want the money, or am I going to set myself free and make my own money?
I agree, but I guess for me, I think we're kind of talking about two different things. Like, I get that that's a true issue between Candace and her mother that they need to work out, but I just don't get, like, for example, Ashley, why she keeps throwing that dig when you also have an interesting relationship with your mother. It might be different, but it's not, you know, peaches and cream, so
right,
to speak.
That's true.
But also, you and Mike, like, you, neither one of you are self-made. So why, if you want to use that? So, like, you keep throwing it in her face, like, she's not accomplished and all this. And it's like, Ash, are you really either? If you want to say what you got from someone else. So
right.
I don't get why it's harped on so much when we're on a show with housewives who, in theory, have wealthy men take care of them. What's the difference from coming from wealth? I just don't understand.
And Ashley saying that Candace's businesses are run by her mom, like, if her mom passes down a business to her, like, that's normal. But your husband, you and your husband's, like, dealings and him giving you stuff, it's totally different. This is family. Y'all are just, like, come on. You just married this older man.
And
stop trying to judge.
And that's my thing, though. I don't think anything's wrong with marrying. Like, you know, you don't want to dig for copper, you know, whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, don't be coming for her behind that. Like, I just feel like come for something else because y'all both got it from somewhere else.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
thanks for that response.
I mean, I see what your point is, but then I also feel like, you know, Candace comes for Ashley, calling her a gold digging hoe. So it's, you know, it's on both sides is really what I think about on both of them on that one.
It's clear where our loyalties lies. But please drop down in the comments if you're watching in the chat and tell us what you think.
Yes, tell us what you guys think. Do you guys like Candace? Because, yeah, no, I don't. but she's, I mean, well, no, I'm not even going to pretend. Okay. So let's move on to, since we're talking Candace, what do you guys think about Candace and how she deals with her husband, Chris?
I think when they are in tough situations, I don't like the way that Candace speaks to Chris. It's not healthy for, like, a good marriage. When he's trying to help her, she, like, sees it like when her mom's trying to say something to her. So she's always, like, combative instead of just, like, listening. Because she doesn't realize that he's actually trying to help her, and it's not, like, her relationship with her mom where it's just, like, nitpicking and stuff like that. So I think she needs to work on how she responds to him when they're in situations like that, like we have seen them in this season.
I agree. She definitely could work on how she communicates with Chris. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she continues, if not with Dorothy, she continues going to therapy by herself, which I think she said she is. And she can, like, unpack that. I also thought it was interesting that she referenced that she's been doing scenes, or they've shot whole scenes of her during filming with her pageant business she has, but we've never seen it. I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting because she did bring up, because I forgot, Andy, whoever sent in the question, like, well, what do you do all day? And we really don't know. And so she's like, I have all these businesses longer than, you know, the other people on this panel. And I'm like, well, okay, do we have to Google you? Like, why are we not seeing it? So it's interesting that the producers have chosen to kind of put her in a certain light, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I guess they do with everyone, to be fair, but she's definitely, I don't know. And I, again, I don't have personal experience with her, but I kind of do feel like we're probably seeing a very skewed version of her. I do believe that she has these pageant businesses. Are they maybe as big as she's making it seem? Maybe not. But yeah. I do think that she has, like, some stuff she's doing, and I would believe that they just don't want us to see that because what makes a better story? Mm-hmm. And I think that could apply for ladies on all franchises. Like, they're probably doing a lot more than we see.
Right.
Right. That's definitely true. And I certainly feel like we saw enough of Giselle in her raggedy house, so
yeah.
You could have shown us one thing of Candace going to, like, even a fake job meeting. I don't know. But
yeah.
we've seen, I didn't even know really until she started talking about it. I was like, oh, you got businesses? Like,
right.
We haven't really seen that. We've seen Chris. We've seen a lot of other things. So I definitely feel like they could do more of a job of showing us something. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think it is extremely skewed, and it kind of, you know, maybe it adds to sort of our, at least my agitation or whatever with how she handles people.
Which is
because,
what
makes
it good,
you know, show. I mean, it does make it interesting, but it's like, okay. Show us something that she's doing.
Right.
All right. Well, let's move on to Ashley.
I feel like we've been on Ashley.
I don't know.
The Ash! Okay. So by this, by the filming of this, she has already had her baby, which I don't, like, to me, the timing, it totally is messing with my head. Because I was like, she and Monique, their baby. And so we saw all of Monique's pregnancy. And then Ashley, like, was it 3 months, girl? I don't know.
Right. We didn't see any of it.
It just seemed like magic. Like, oh, I'm pregnant. And now there's a baby. Like,
right.
I am, you know, so the whole filming of that, I found, like, totally mind boggling. So what did you guys think? Because they brought a lot of the issues up that we've discussed, obviously. But one was sort of Michael looking a lot like her actual real father and how she's sort of looking for a father figure. And she even said in the show, like, oh, he's authoritative. And I was like, wow, is that really what you're looking for in a husband? Yeah. What did you all feel about her comments about the father figure thing and sort of how Michael is feeling that for her?
Well, I've seen the picture of her dad, and he looks a lot like Michael. It was actually like, wow, this is crazy. But yeah, the authoritative thing is like, who wants to marry their dad?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, why do you want authority like that? I don't get it, but
I do respect Ashley acknowledging that there could be a link there. Because mm-hmm. I think that's big of her. She said, like, it would be, like, ignorant of me to say that there's probably not a connection there.
Right.
Because there is. I do not understand that. But it just seemed weird. The more weird part is that they look so much alike, honestly, mm-hmm. to me. Like, that's right. weird. And it's weird because she looks like her dad. So, like, do Ashley and Michael look alike?
Right.
Is Dean Michael's baby? I don't know. I'm
right.
sure. But
Dean looked like his daddy and his granddaddy.
Yeah.
Right. We can't tell which one, though. It's so weird.
Shout out to Dean, though.
Shout right. out. He is. It is cute. You know, he's a very cute baby.
She went from he is, that is cute.
Right.
Is he cute or not, Erica?
No, he's cute. I think he's cute. For real.
Okay.
I do think he's cute. I feel like old man babies are adorable. And I could have one. You know, who knows? I think he's cute. I think he's cute. I think Michael looks cute as a baby.
Okay.
What's the comment? They I think they're still processing what we're saying.
Okay.
What can you say about this? They're still battling over Candace, so.
Right.
I know, because Candace is a character. So, all right. So, let's talk a little bit more about Ashley and her sort of defense of Michael mm-hmm. and sort of how the women, even to this day, still sort of, you know, don't believe that Michael's innocent. And there were some other additional accusations about Michael coming on to other producers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bro. I don't know why y'all looking at me. I ain't on set, but it's crazy. I mean, Ashley's doing what she's supposed to do, is defending her husband, mm-hmm. You know, as a wife. I don't know. It's just tough. Like, I'm kind of with Giselle. I kind of want to stop talking about it, but I guess we kind of have to. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Do y'all think he was really hooking up with other producers or hitting on other producers?
They didn't show us enough this episode for us to know, so I'm excited to see next yeah. episode to see all of the information and receipts and stuff. But I don't know. I am also kind of over the Michael thing, because it's like, they're not going to come out and say that, oh, yeah, this did happen. It's just like deny, 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 mm-hmm. which, I mean, anyone would do. So it's like, we're beating a dead horse. Mm-hmm. It's like, at this point, I don't even... Why are we still talking about it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, the issue that I sort of have with it, too, is that the producers, I mean, I guess there's been some talk about how the footage of the producers even presented to us to kind of prove that he did it was not actually him doing it. That later came out to sort of be like fake. So now it's, yeah, it's like, what are we talking about? Y'all not going to give us the real tape. They're going to continue to deny it. Why is it, you know, still a thing? But I think Ashley wants the support of the women, and they're not giving it to her, you know, mm-hmm. not in any sort of real level.
That's honestly, though, like, Ashley, you can't, I feel like she just wants everyone to agree with her, and that you just gotta, Karen, like, her reasoning, you gotta respect that. Like, let's mm-hmm. just not talk about it. But she keeps like, so you think Michael did it? And Giselle's like, yeah, I did. Or like, so you can't make them agree with you. It's yeah. not gonna happen. So just stop. Like, because she's still mad. I understand you're mad that they were talking trash, but you can't be upset that they don't want to agree and accept your apology or your explanation.
Right.
Okay. Well, since you all are team Candace, how did you guys feel about the fact that even though she has had the baby, that Candace really stood by her initial sort of arguments that she didn't take her seriously with the pregnancy and kind of continued to go after her on this episode as well?
I'm actually team accountability and team Lauren Mayo. Mm-hmm. But I respect that Candace didn't back down. I mean, because I get her logic. Like, I'm not going to, because it would just be fake. Mm-hmm. It would be fake to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. If she's not sorry, just agree that she's not going to apologize to you, Ashley. Ashley, you're not going to apologize to her. And we'll the heck on?
Right. Candace said what she said, and she meant what she said. She's not about to change it to make Ashley feel better. If that's how she felt, that's how she felt. You cannot be mad because, girl, you were throwing them back like a college frat.
Yeah.
You were throwing them back. So if she thought that you weren't serious because you were throwing them back like that, then she thought you were serious.
Oh, my God.
But what about... Well, I mean, I guess you guys are right. I mean, I guess if she really thought that her... that she it was okay to kind of make those digs about her miscarriage and stuff, then that's what Candace is.
I didn't hear the digs about the miscarriage,
yeah,
though.
Like, I didn't hear him about the miscarriage
either.
What
did she say? Like, oh, you got a miscarriage, haha.
Well, no, one of the things she said was when Ashley took the mic at the Rainbow Baby Party or whatever and was talking about her miscarriage, like, that was all fake, that was just for, you know, for the TV or for the show, that she didn't really feel like they were that upset, that Michael wasn't really crying. She was saying things like that, which was kind of like, well, you know, kind of, I thought, out of pocket, but, you know.
I don't know. I just, it's so, that's another whole question. Like, what is out of pocket? Because it's like, it's always going to feel out of pocket to you. Because, like, for Candace, that's out of pocket. So, I don't know. For me, it's like, if you're going to come on this show and you're going to talk trash, you got to be able to handle whatever's going to come your way. There's really no out of pocket, unfortunately. Like, is the miscarriage serious? Like, yeah. But, yeah. And I also don't think that Candace was saying that your miscarriage wasn't real. I think she was more so saying she felt like it was, like, she was being dramatic.
Yeah, like the emotion.
Yeah,
and
she felt like it
was
dramatic.
Extra,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I can get it, but I don't think she was, like, making fun of the miscarriage. I think she's just like, I just felt it was fake the way you got up and you keep throwing back coronas.
Right.
I don't know. And shout out to Andy for, like, you try to kick your corona habit. Like, Andy is trash. All his one-liners.
Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so. And I guess you're right. I mean, nothing is out of bounds. Clearly, people can say what they want. But yeah, I guess for me, I do feel like if someone has a miscarriage or whatever, like, you should let them have a pass. Like,
that's
anyway.
Fair.
That's all I'm
that's
saying.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, because to me, it's like, she's so defensive if you talk about her mama, but you can talk about people's miscarriages. Like, that, I think, is a little bit much. But yeah, you know, but then again, as you guys have mentioned, Ashley has had some previous seasons where she was the heavy hitter. So this season,
or this,
you know,
season, look what she did to Katie.
Right.
Who also had a miscarriage.
That is true.
Also was going through, you know, custody issues with her children.
Very true. Very true. So, you know, everybody
Go
has.
To preach, girl.
Just saying, like. I don't know. Y'all probably gonna hate me in the comments, but whatever.
It's cool.
I'm just saying, no one's innocent. Yeah. Everyone's wrong. They're not. Nobody's innocent. And Candace or Ashley, but we gotta be real and say both of them are wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely feel like they both kind of went too far this season. Definitely in how they went after each other. And certainly, you know, while Katie wasn't innocent, I do feel like Ashley crossed the line with her as well. All right, you guys. Well, that is pretty much it for the reunion. Part one. Yes. The drama. All right, you guys. So let's move on to our special segment. Let's move on to, let's do shadiest moments first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll begin.
Thank you.
I would say the shadiest moment, really anything Andy said. But I'm going to go back to Karen's throwback when she says, I don't want Candace to end up like Giselle, like,
yes.
Deserted and alone and divorced on an island by herself. Like, that was a read.
Yeah.
My shadiest moment is when Karen said, well, you don't hold on to one for longer than the season, so I don't want to meet him.
Oh,
I was
like,
child, Karen is too much.
And I guess for me, it would be, again, Karen, when she says to Robin, you know, I never question how you love Juan.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I guess Karen would be our winner.
Karen across the board.
Right.
Yes, 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 yes. Karen was bringing it this episode. All right. So we have a few tweets from Twitter. Let's see here. Why is Candy Gal so hateful? OMG, no one should be that angry, girl. Let Ashley teach you yoga or how to be more zen. Probably still angry at your mama. Hashtag R-H-O-P.
Bye, girl.
I am here for you, Renee.
Erica, are you Renee?
If only. Okay. Rashawn Henderson. Dorothy really wanted to showcase her titties a little bit. Hashtag Real Housewives of Potomac.
Hey.
I thought she looked great
tonight.
She did showcase, and for her age, it was looking good. All right. I love this one. Ashley Reynolds. Why is Michael's back so damn sweaty? Oh, yeah. My God.
He knew he was about to face the fire when he walked in there.
I feel like he was scared the whole time. He's like, yeah. Oh, my God. And the producers, y'all wrong. Y'all know y'all wrong.
Right.
Y'all could have got him from the
thank
front.
You, thank you. Because he wears a jacket. They show him in clips of the jacket. So I was right. Like, didn't nobody need to see that sweat. But they wanted us to know he was sweaty. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Z Nicole ran one. Kieran was serving looks, shade, reads, and then some. I never said anything about every who.
Oh, that was a good one.
Kieran's not playing.
Yes, 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 yes. Very much so. So Kieran and her blonde and her shade was doing it big time this episode. All right, you guys. Well, coming up next is our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah.
Trying to catch the beat with the shoulders. What's up, guys? It's News and Gossip. And we're going to start with Ashley's dad. Because don't we all want to know what this man looks like? Give us the clip. There it goes.
Dun, dun, dun.
So who does Ashley's daddy look like to y'all? Ashley, Michael, or Dean? Or all of the above?
All of the above.
we should have done a split screen. That would have been hot. Because I really need to see them back to back. But yeah, clearly the looks are there.
I'm almost afraid to see them side by side.
I don't know why.
Right.
Her dad, wait, how old is this picture? How does her dad have more hair than Michael? That's what I'm just curious.
Because
I'm
Michael sorry. Is 70, as Candace referenced.
Michael is in his 70s.
Yeah, in his 70s.
And still getting it, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, getting them babies. Speaking of parents and babies, Katie's mom took to Instagram to talk about how unfairly she was treated this season. Did you guys know that Katie only got 20K for being a friend of the show, where the housewives get between 100 to 300K?
I did not know that. I didn't know what friends of the show actually got.
Yeah.
So that's interesting information.
But like still like 20K when other people are getting up to 300K. And not only that, but she kind of took on the show, according to her mother, she took on the show to focus on having eyes on her children and her issues. And they did not show any of that. They just showed Katie looking very aloof and wigs messed up.
Yeah.
So her mom was really upset about that. So she took to Instagram in defense of Katie.
You know, the friends on like Housewives of Atlanta, they would not be going for that 20K. No,
yeah,
Marlo, Marlo would be like, yeah. Bye. Not happening.
Now I kind of want to look. We got
to
make a graph.
Right. I'm curious now. Like, I don't really know what they make. And yeah. It would be interesting actually to find out that information. All right. Well, we'll see. We do want Katie back, but I don't know. I don't think Bravo is feeling her like that. But hopefully by next season. All right, you guys, before we get out of here, let's do some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that Michael will be sweating even more. Part two.
Facts. I predict the same thing because the men are not about to play with Michael and they're going to tell him how they really feel. Because before, they were all trying to be nice to Michael and not be in it. But now that they get to speak, Michael, they do not believe you. Period. And I think that he's going to figure that out next episode.
I agree with both of those. Mm-hmm. I also feel like Monique and Candace are kind of going to get into it as well.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel like Monique will kind of come for her. But that's it, folks. So thank you guys so much for joining us for the after show. Catch us here next Sunday, same place, same time. And before we get out of here, ladies, where can they find you?
What's up, guys? You can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
You guys can find me on Instagram at TheDannyB.
All right, you guys, and I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.